Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, listeners. So today's episode is going to lack structure entirely. We're going to roll with it and we're going to see where the wonderful world of language takes us.
I think most people listen to this thinks every episode lacks structure.
Yes, but this one actually lacks structure.
So if you thought the other ones were bad, this one's going to be awful.
I don't want you to switch onto another track on your iPod or your iTunes right now, but it may be the worst episode we ever make.
But might be the best. Let's be optimistic about this.
Mm.
My glass is definitely half full of wine.
I think the expression should be, the glass is just full. Why even involve the half empty in it, you know?
Because that's how you determine whether or not you're pessimistic or optimistic.
Yeah.
Because everyone's glass who's actually full will say, yeah, my glass is full. Some people might say it's full of despair. I don't know.
Okay.
The half.
That was a pessimistic spin on what was meant to be a very optimistic take on the...
Yeah, but it doesn't really work if all the glasses are full.
And the age-old saying, damn.
So there's another... A bit of an example of how little structure there is in this, as we have nothing to talk about.
Exactly. We're like a building without any scaffolding being renovated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old school.
Or échafaudage.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure, we made that up. I was editing one of the podcasts recently, and I was doing it on a train. And so I had the headphones in to edit the podcast. And whilst having the headphones in, I could still hear a child screaming down the other end of the train.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily enough, the mother and child came and sat next to me. Okay. So I had the laptop on the little fold-down chair bit. I didn't have a table. It was like airline style.
Oh, yeah.
I had the table folded down.
One of those midgy tables.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So at one point, the mother had the child in her arms, and the child kicked my laptop 3 times.
Oh, nice.
Which was... I could have struck the child. But I love children. And then the mother wanted to try and make this kid, who was two, be quiet. So got him some food out, which was like a yogurt.
Yes, and then standard, yeah.
And when the kid wouldn't eat the yogurt, she held it away from him, but held it above my laptop.
That's
right. And I was just like, you can't do that to my property.
You can't do that.
I was like freaking out.
To an iPad.
This kid, I my Mac, it wasn't an iPad.
iMac, yeah.
It was a MacBook Pro.
Whoa.
We've been over what?
Probiotic, more like.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Covered in bloody yogurt.
Covered in Yakult.
And then she'd store the kids' food behind my laptop. And I was like, please, just get away from
me. Did you say anything, or were you just...
No, they were French, and I haven't learned enough from this podcast.
So maybe today we should learn about yogurt and laptop-based incidents.
Can we just learn how to, tell people, ease up out of my grill? Do not touch me. Get away from me.
Back off.
Back off. You're touching me inappropriately. I will... strike you about the face if you don't.
Well, if you want to talk about yogurt, okay, you can just
yaourt.
Yeah, it kind of is a bit like our word yogurt, but with a bit more throatiness. Like yaourt. It's like you're trying to say yogurt with a really dry throat whilst kind of, I don't know, with a silver spoon in your mouth. Yaourt.
Yaourt.
Yeah. Imagine that next time.
I will do.
Yeah. But if you want to tell someone to get away from you, or the word for reverse, you can say recul.
Recul?
Yeah. Recul means to reverse or to go
ease
back.
Up.
Yeah. Again, there's the word cool, like ass.
Yeah.
So to go in the direction of your ass is to reculer.
Reculer.
Yeah. But then if you're really getting really angry with them, you can say something that sounds like reculer.
Mm.
Which is actually a really rude word in French, is enculé.
Enculé?
Yeah, which means, if you think reculé is like reverse, then enculé is like in the cool.
In the cool.
Yeah. So basically, it's calling you a bit of an ass.
Oh,
So if someone calls you that, and they're, flailing yogurt at you, it's probably not a good thing.
Enculé.
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 Yeah, enculé, it's really rude. So.
And reculé is like just...
Reculé means reculé. In a car is to reverse.
Yeah.
Or you could also say to someone, recule-toi, which just means get back you.
Get back you.
Get back you.
Okay.
Or I'll throw yogurt all over you.
Is it like going back to the original Tagul episode and all that stuff.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's kind of like...
full circle.
Yeah, kind of like full circle, yeah. Like the circle of life.
Within the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, should we mention the guy who sent the email?
Nathan Day, what a legend.
Well, it wasn't an email, was it? It was a message. Yeah, it was... The actual first message to our Facebook, part of my French account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, thanks for, I guess...
Getting in touch.
Inaugurating that...
Yeah, Nathan
that,
Day.
...medium of messaging.
So, Nathan Day, if you want to get him on Facebook, he's Nathan Day.
Yeah, or Nathan Jour, if you're a French speaker.
No, I can't do anything.
Nathan Jour. This
is a personal message, though.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to read it?
Should we read it out?
Just paraphrase.
Okay, I haven't read it. He says he listens to our podcast, and he loves it more than anything in the world.
More than life itself?
Yeah, and he's finding it useful because he's doing French at GCSE, and the vocabulary is entertaining. So... Yeah. The thing he didn't understand, why he contacted us...
Not our words.
...was why we got a dog as a logo.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a very good question.
It is a good question. And James and I did send an email back to Nathan Day, because we're nice people.
Yeah.
We took the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I say we...
so basically the idea was that when we were making our logo, we wanted it to kind of stand out against some of the other... You know, more standard looking logos for more standard French learning podcasts out there. So
we didn't use the Eiffel Tower. We didn't use a baguette.
Yeah. So at the same time, we didn't want it to be too cliche.
And we didn't use a French flag, but we used the colours
exactly,
of a French flag.
Yeah.
Subtle.
So, and I think we were going along the lines of something like a poodle, something like somehow a dog seems kind of French.
Yeah.
And then we just end up going with like what is probably more like a British bulldog.
Yeah, but we are British guys.
That is true, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's quite an edgy dog. It looks, it's the kind of dog that you'd see someone like a rough guy wearing like a vest on a Thursday afternoon.
You'd never see that dog with a loose chain.
No.
It would always be tight as.
Tight as.
Tight as. Yeah.
Tight as, yeah.
As anything that would be tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, And it's also got a Parisian cobble under it, hasn't it?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so that is the origin and history of Pardon My French logo.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a very important question. So thank you very much, Nathan Day, for that.
Nathan Day, spelled N-A-T-H-A-N / D-A-Y, Nathan Day, facebook.com/ Nathan Day.
Oh, mate, it's getting a bit creepy.
I don't know if that's his real Facebook, so don't quote us on that. What are we talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea of this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the word for nothing?
It's rien.
Rien.
Yeah, rien.
Rien.
Yeah, it's R-I-E-N. Rien. So, for example, there's a famous song by Edith Piaf.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, yeah, Rihanna, yeah. That just means nothing. Nothing in there.
Nothing in
there? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could do a song on this podcast.
Ooh.
Let's do a cover.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Do one of the covers on the vodka.
Interesting.
Okay, get on with your point.
Maybe
stop pretending like my points.
Yeah, I know. I'll stop using that my interesting voice, which I have used throughout this series to insinuate interest.
I can't believe it's the end of season one.
I know. It's come so soon.
I don't know how...
I feel like E.T. leaving Elliot, poor Elliot, behind.
Yeah? Is that how you feel?
I'm E.T., obviously.
Are you?
I'm out of this world.
We wish. Oi.
No, but the other day I actually looked at a plant and it just came back to life.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's because you were sitting.
And then someone came in and tried to find me and I hid amongst all the dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Put on like a little blonde wig.
That is something weird about your bedroom though. It is full of dolls. And I've been meaning to bring it up on the podcast.
But... I literally don't have any dolls. However, you have what I can only describe as, well, he has a name, it's called Obi Trice. But it's a small kind of, what is it? It's like a travel pillow in the shape of an aubergine with a face.
Yeah. Standard.
Yeah, you know, everyone's got one of them, haven't they?
So shout out to Ashley Beglin for the...
Ashley Beg. And it's called, and we called it Obi Trice because it sounds like the word aubergine.
Yeah.
And you have that and... You also have a Barbie doll.
Yes.
No joke, in your room. So.
Yes, I do have a Barbie doll in which you can wind it off at the back and her skirt goes up and down.
Oh my god.
Well, that was a gift. Actually, I'm holding it until it's like a baton.
Yeah.
I have to pass it to the next person who does my job.
Comes from the French baton.
Oh, yeah. It was like when,
Well, it's not like when you've got a little, flying mammal.
Obi-Trister between your legs, please.
Lands on top of your head.
Don't put Obi-Trister.
He's all right.
Okay.
It's fine. It's a travel pillow. It can go in any
I've
position.
Got a story about travel.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
All right.
Another one.
Recently.
What is it? Someone tried to throw some, you know, brie on your iPhone.
I wish I had an iPhone, first thing. If someone threw brie at me, I would eat it. I'm a brie fan.
I'd catch it like a dog.
I'm a brand. I'm a brand. Brie.
You're a free.
Cheers, mate. So, I was waiting with a friend in a park for another friend. This friend we were waiting for is none other than Claire, or Shadow, as some people might know her. So,
which in French is ombre.
Ombre.
Yeah. Ombre. So, where you get the word ombrelle. Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
We've got Rihanna and Umbrella in this podcast.
This is weird. We're going to be talking about diamonds shining brightly in a minute, aren't we?
Well, don't ruin my story, because...
Okay. Well, just on a quick sidetrack, though. It's interesting, though. I feel like we've talked about umbrellas quite a lot in this series, but the word for umbrella in French is parapluie, as we've talked about. But it obviously, our word in English comes from the word ombrelle, which is basically like a shade kind of giver, which is what we would refer to as a parasol, you know. But in the same way, there's often you'll find in French vocabulary that a word that the French don't use anymore is actually a lot more similar to the English word that we do use. Mm-hmm. Okay, another example. So the first example is ombrelle, sounds like umbrella.
Yes,
but they would say parapluie.
Yep.
Another example is the word for corridor, which in French the common usage is couloir.
Couloir?
Couloir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've done this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think?
But a recap is always good in an episode about nothing.
Exactly.
So carry on, sir.
Cyclic episode. So yeah, couloir means corridor. But in an old French or a very literary French, you could say corridor.
Okay.
So there is actually the no longer used word corridor, or rarely used, is actually our actual more word. Commonly used. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
It is.
So, okay, tell me more of your story.
So, back to my story. So, I'm waiting with Britt in this park, sunny park, and Claire arrives, and she's got one of these rented bikes that you get in the city, and she rides up to us, and, oh, hey, Claire, again, what's going on? And she goes, I just need to go park my velo. I think she meant bike.
I think she did, yeah.
So, she parked
I think she did mean that.
And she walked home, and she goes, oh, I lost my coat.
Have you ever noticed how a velociraptor travels at high speed?
Because they're always on bikes?
Yeah.
They do run quickly. I've seen Jurassic Park.
Velociraptor.
Do you know them velociraptors in Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Weren't like, and they were people.
What do you mean?
They were like people in suits.
They were dinosaurs.
Okay, sorry. So back to my story.
They've got massive
Can we stop interrupting my story? Because it's very difficult to tell the story. People? I've got it written down. It was that annoying at the time. Okay.
Okay.
So she comes back. Oh, I've lost my coat.
Was it like little suits that they wore or something? Like little
Man suits. Dinosaur suits for men. Can I get on with my story, please? This always happens.
Okay. So you can rent a velociraptor costume for a party.
I've seen a video recently, which we will post online, of I think it's a science museum or natural history, probably natural history if it's dinosaurs.
Yeah.
In Australia, where these people are dressed in the dinosaur costume. They look so realistic, just scaring the crap out of children.
Really?
And some adults as well. I was like, I couldn't to begin with work out how they were doing it.
I was scared when I watched Jurassic Park.
Until I saw their legs, like we see the people who look like they're riding an emu.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they've got massive.
So in Jurassic Park, you know the scene where there's like the one with the long neck. I don't know what you call them. You know the dinosaurs with the long necks and the long tail.
Diplodocus, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So is that just like? Is it like a comedy horse? Is it like one person's doing the back legs? And then one person's doing the front legs, and then with their front arm, they're doing the neck.
I think that dinosaur
it's
is
going to say trunk.
That dinosaur is massive.
But neck, isn't
that
it?
That dinosaur is probably like 25 metres long.
Do you think it's like 40 20 people long. Doing look like a comedy
No,
horse?
I don't think it's possible. I don't think they... I think that one was just animation, poor animation.
Mm.
Or plasticine. Really good at stop-motion animation.
Stop-motion, yeah. So can tell me your story.
So Claire comes back over, Shadow. I've lost my coat. I was like, how have you lost your coat? So it was in the basket on the front, and it must have just come out. I was like, how?
Front of what? Oh, your bike.
On the front of the bike. So how has it come out and you not noticed it?
You want Monto?
And she was like, okay, so I rode it down from the museum, which was a while away. So I said, let's retrace our footsteps. So we
well,
look.
It wasn't really footsteps, was it?
Let's retrace. I tried to come up with a pun at the time. It's like, let's retrace your pedal
tire
steps.
No, skid wanted, marks.
Your skid best. Let's retrace your skid marks, Claire.
Okay.
Is what I said, obviously.
Probably shouldn't. If you know, never retrace your skid marks. It's not a good thing.
So we reached.
Done
so,
it once.
So we got a high. Them. We got a high view of the park and looked around the park. It was a small park. Hung a high view. So then we crossed over. Then we walked for what seemed like 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
To where she picked up this bike. We got there. She asked a few people.
From a bike dealer?
Yeah. Well, you know, you just pick up bikes around the sea. And there was nothing there. And then we went to get some food because at this point I was starving, and so was Britt.
For change.
I know. And I don't normally starve.
Oink oink.
But then we got to the cafe in a museum. I thought, oh, it's a cafe in a museum. They must serve food all the time.
Yeah.
No, but this is France. So then they only serve until 2. So Claire orders a Coke, which cost her €4.70 for one Coke.
What?
Oh no, that was then we had to pay to get on a bus.
What?
I know, that's an extortion.
Where were you? Prison?
You don't, maybe. It felt like it, Claire. and then it was about to start raining, so we got on the bus back the other way, because that's how far we'd walk, that we had to take a bus to get back, because we hadn't seen it on the way. So we took a bus back, which took us the wrong side of the river at this point. I was literally fuming. I was like, why? Where are we going?
No.
And then, so we had to walk back across the river, walk all the way back to the park, and because that was where we were meant to start the day to get some food.
Oh, no.
And as we walked to the park, and we literally walk into literally just the edge of the park, and Claire's like, look. And like 20 metres from where we were, 10 metres from where me and Britt started the day waiting for Claire, was her jacket sitting on the floor. So we'd spent 3 hours walking around.
On a wild coat chase.
Which was literally, if one of us had used our eyes properly, Claire, to begin with, we wouldn't have, but there was like a phone and iPod and everything in the jacket, so it was important that we found it.
Yeah.
It was just a bit annoying that we got led around,
astray.
For 3 hours.
You know, so.
Wasn't fair, James.
It's not fair.
I need more sympathy here.
I think.
So I had to drink a lot.
The listeners will be sympathetic.
I hope so.
Right now, in the future of the podcasting world, there's people all around cyberspace, you know, shedding a single tear for your story.
I can control. I nearly
and as
collapsed.
It lands on the floor, you'll feel the air.
That's how I felt.
Ripple around you like a small and comforting hug.
I hope so.
I nearly
collapsed when I saw that coat there.
Yeah,
it was on.
Yeah, it must have been pretty sad. Yeah,
it wasn't sad. But, it was annoying, mate.
But you know,
I still haven't let it go.
So on a little sidetrack, there's your story of being led astray reminds me of a French novel I read by the famous author Jules Verne. Yeah, no?
Jules Verne.
Jules Verne.
Yeah.
Jules
Verne.
Like Jules.
Jules, like Jules Peterson.
Crown Jules. Yeah, yeah. And, so Jules Verne in French. Ooh. And, there's this. Okay, see if you can guess what the title of the novel is.
Okay.
If you know any of his novels, it might narrow it down.
Probably don't.
It's called La Voyage au Centre de la Terre. La Voyage.
Like the travel or voyage or the...
Yeah.
Au
centre.
Don't know what that means.
Au means to.
To.
Centre.
Centre.
Yeah.
Centre of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Journey to the centre of the Earth.
Yeah.
Which actually has a lot of dinosaurs in it.
Why are the dinosaurs in the centre of the Earth?
I don't know. Why are the men in little dinosaur suits down there?
Don't get it.
Eh?
Why are we
A-ing? You tell me.
Why are we A-ing?
We're A-ing because you...
A-ing and B-ing.
A-ing, yeah.
A-ing, B-ing,
because you've destroyed my childhood dreams. I used to watch that film with you know, hope, aspirations. Actually, I guess I probably could become a dinosaur myself now, given that it's humans.
Ooh.
In suits. But, in this story, I won't give it away too much. There's hopefully no spoilers, but it's basically they travel down into the Earth... And they kind of there's one bit in the novel where they're traveling in these kind of really small kind of underground caves, a bit like in a really thin mine, like a little mine shaft,
oui.
And and basically, which in French is just mine. So they're traveling in there, and then somehow they lose track and they get lost, or you know, get led astray.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading this word. The word that I'm about to tell you now,
mm-hmm.
And I just really liked it. And in the context of being lost in a kind of dark, completely pitch black underground network of mines,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was the perfect context. So the word is to be led astray, or to get completely lost is it's reflexive. Mm-hmm. It's s'égarer.
S'égarer.
So segregated. Without yeah, without the s at the front, it's égaré.
Égaré.
Égaré. So it's a bit like in the middle. It's a bit like the word station. For train station. Yeah. Gare. So it's like égaré. Yeah, and then reflexive. So you could say in the past tense, it would be je me suis égaré.
Je me suis égaré.
Égaré. Égaré. Je me suis égaré. Like I got completely led astray. I got completely lost. The perfect, like, it would be good if you got lost in a forest, maybe.
Okay.
Went for a little picnic, went for a little, you know, went to Buster 50, got lost.
Big up out of the red, who are arriving soon.
So Busting a 50, for anyone who's interested, means walking 50 yards from your camp in order to dispose of your liquid waste.
Liquid waste.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wow. As opposed to the solid waste.
Which is what, James?
Which is poo.
So has anyone...
Duties.
I wonder if anyone has... said anything about our podcast
on the
iTunes.
iTunes, interesting,
because there's free beer up for grabs here.
Oh yeah,
and no one is taking advantage of it.
Mm.
And there's people arriving that we know tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, maybe next day.
There is. Do you know how to say free in French? Free, as in without cost.
I know it when I see it. The word.
Uh huh.
Like a, it's like gratuit or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's very close. The word is gratuit.
Gratuit.
Gratuit. Yeah, and you can also you'll often hear gratos as well, which is kind of like the same with TOS instead of TUIT.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. I don't need to learn it because still no one has written a review.
Really,
guys. Guys.
Really.
Really, guys?
Really, guys?
That's a shout-out to Zara. If anyone knows Zara, that's a good Zara impression.
That's Obi Trice shouting out to the
just gonna rate it again.
Ladies.
So, yeah. So, thanks, guys, for like not even getting involved.
But, yeah, so, well, anyway, let's just move on from that because it's kind of depressing. Oh, we did it again. Mm. We said the word.
The words.
The words at the same time. Oh. But, yeah, so... You know, the word gratuit, at the end you've got this T-U-I-T, which, like, if you said it in English, it'd be like, to it, you know,
get to it.
Yeah, a bit like get to it, yeah. Well, kind of, to it. So, but that's pronounced twi.
Twi.
In the same way that S-U-I-S becomes sweet, je suis.
Je suis.
You know?
What?
Okay, and on a slight tangent, if you go T-O-I-T...
Yeah.
Then that becomes. Can you guess what sound that makes?
Toi. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's toi.
Yeah.
A bit like the word for three.
Yeah.
Toi. So T-O-I-T, and this word T-O-I-T actually means a roof or a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So so a word for someone who doesn't have a home or mm-hmm. homeless.
Yeah.
You can say is sans toi. Sans toi.
Sans toi. Without that means something.
Yeah, well, it means without roof.
Yeah.
But it also sounds a bit like without you.
Oh,
sans
toi. Oh, it's really lonely.
Because, sans, S-A-N-S, means without.
Mm.
You know? So, yeah. Interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Interesting enough for this episode.
Yeah.
You got any more stories? Oh, did we cover when I rang you the other day when I was really drunk?
Did I what?
Did we cover it on the podcast?
We definitely didn't, no.
So what happened? Because...
So I was at work and Tom was in Lyon, gallivanting.
With a new rapper friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's called Lightskin.
Lightskin.
Lightskin. We'll put a video of Lightskin up. He's pretty good.
Is his first name Buzz?
Buzz Lightskin, yeah. No, it's just his name's Tyler.
Yeah.
Which is a good rapper name on its own, like Tyler the Creator.
Was that his former profession?
Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Tyler.
Yeah, was he?
Anyways. And now he's a...
Bricklayer.
I'm going to do the word for son roof, but I can...
Sans toi.
Sans toi.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's sans toi,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. Well, because there's no Tylers in the world, because they've all turned to the world of rapping.
So Lightskin, he's pretty good. He's a tiny, I say tiny. He's a skinny chef, white kid. From Canada, and Canada. But he's a pretty good rapper, so we'll put a link to Lightskin. He does a good Macklemore
thrift shop
cover
with different lyrics, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it's all his own lyrics.
Very good, just very original.
Yeah.
So what's that? Lightskin.
We'll put a link up. So just search light skin. I think it's a light skin TDS or something. TDS maybe.
Hmm.
I think it's Tyler De Silva or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah. Cool. Yeah. So I was drinking with him after the girls had gone home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And then that's when I rang you. No, because you spoke to Claire, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, because basically what happened is Tom got absolutely bourré.
I got shoofed.
He got bourré.
I drank this drink called shoof.
What? Really?
Well, because someone gave it to me and they said, oh, it's a pint. I thought, oh, great, nice pint. But it tasted a bit strong. I thought, oh, maybe it's like 5%. It was like 8.5%. And I was knocking back shoof, like.
Shoof. You were shoofing.
I was absolutely shoofed off my breasts.
Off my shoofs.
Yeah. I was out of my shoofs.
Do you know what, though? You just reminded me of a really horrible situation which happened to me. So when I first went to university, or as you would call it, la faculté. You can say université.
Université.
But what is more common to say is the shortened version of faculté, which is just la fac.
La fac?
Yeah. So it's,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's like, yes, it's feminine, so it's la fac.
La fac.
Yeah, yes, so you'd say like, I went to university today, would be aujourd'hui, today.
Aujourd'hui.
You could, and then it's je suis allé à la fac.
Je suis allé à la fac.
Yeah. So fac. It's quite easy to remember because when you know when you've got an essay to hand in the next day, you're like fuck.
Yeah, that's where I need to hand it.
But you're not swearing. You're just saying
it's just
uni.
Okay. I had another story there, but you go on yours because you already interrupted mine with your own. So let's not keep interrupting stories.
Yeah. So where was I going with this?
When you first went to uni.
Yeah, literally can't remember what I was
going to say. When I was younger, we had a game on, like, it's called a BBC computer. It wasn't made by British Broadcasting. It's like a
corporation.
No, yeah, exactly. But it was this old school computer that put, like, big actual discs, floppy discs in.
Oh my god!
And there's this game where you had to get it was 2D. You had to get around the levels, and you're like this like purple monster. And things like balloons would kill him.
Purple monster.
Yeah, and then when the balloon hit him and he died, the speech bubble would come up and said, "Frack!"
Really?
And that was
Frack!
It. Frack! it's completely different. Crazy. So yeah, what did I say to you on the phone?
When I rang you from
the shoof night?
Well, yeah, you were just chatting. You were like, "All right, mate, all right. You're like, ça va." So clearly putting everything you've learned into practice, which was great. And eventually it was kind of a very incomprehensible most of the conversation, and in the end I think we agreed to hang up.
Did you talk to Claire though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She refuses to believe that happened.
Yeah. It's funny that, isn't it, when you just totally lose,
No, I lost everything.
Loss of memory, which in French would be a une perte de la mémoire.
Une perte de la mémoire.
Perte is a loss.
Mm.
De la mémoire.
How do you say, like, I've lost my coat? If you're, like, gone to, like, if you've found.
If you, what, like Claire the other day?
Yeah.
Before your 3-hour goose chase.
Yeah.
Then.
Hey, goose.
Yeah. Goosey gander.
Okay.
Meander.
Oh.
Me and her.
Me and her.
Looking for the coat.
Yeah.
In the moat. Outside the castle. Wouldn't want to hassle. Tourist information. So we went to the station. Never mind.
So
that's like Macklemore's next track. It's called Lost Coat, or in French, the French version, the French release on the French branch of Universal Records will be called J'ai perdu mon manteau.
J'ai perdu mon manteau.
Yeah, so j'ai perdu is the
perdu.
Verb. Yeah. Perdu is what you call the past participle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like
that one out, Nathan Day.
Yeah, there you go, Nathan Day. It's your lucky day.
He's our lucky day.
Yeah.
The only person who can be bothered to care.
Yeah. So just like in English, you'd say, I have lost.
Uh-huh.
Lost is the past participle of lose.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, perdu is the past participle of perdre,
okay,
which means to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I have,
j'ai
perdu.
J'ai perdu.
Yeah, and that works almost with almost all verbs in French.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them take like I have. So j'ai, tu as,
mm-hmm.
Il a, nous avons. that kind of thing.
Vous,
yeah, but we don't want to make it. We don't want to turn it into one of those, you know,
French lessons that I
repeat
hate.
After me.
Repeat après moi.
Vous avez. Now you try.
I hate that
in those other podcasts where there's like a really like long awkward pause, and you're like you're like staring at your well, if you're watching it on iTunes or if you're looking at your iPod at the time, you're just like staring at the screen, just going, "All right, what next?"
Then they go, "Well done."
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how good I've done.
I actually said something completely different.
I just said, "Daddy, would you like some sausage?"
Which was a song you and I made up.
No, it was not made up. It's Tom Green.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
So that's Tom Green's song from there.
Yeah.
Tom Green song.
Do we need the rights to cover that song?
No.
Should have probably written to the record label.
I think we should actually do a song. Have you got a guitar that's tuned?
Yeah, maybe.
Should we just do it as a song?
Yeah, okay.
So now we have James Stokes of Pardon My French fame.
Pardon My French sessions.
He's about to play...
We have a guitar. We have a little box drum.
Box drum and some, like, jazz sticks.
Jazz sticks, yeah.
I guess I'd call them jazz sticks.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I also opened the door into this drum today, and I think I broke it. Sorry, Erica.
Good joke.
I'm not going to have any symbols.
Yeah.
It's just a box. James Stokes, Pardon My French. Rihanna, Diamonds.
Boy!
Yeah! Pardon My French. You guys for listening to this first season of Pardon My French. We hope it's not the only season of Pardon My French.
It won't be.
We are definitely going to have summer specials, which is going to be its own season itself.
The summer specials are going to be amazing.
We're going to have guest appearances on every single episode.
Guests galore. It's going to be like a guest party.
So, I know we've got one lined up, Wilf Duggan.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be on this podcast. If you don't know him, you'll know him soon.
Yeah.
So...
This is what we're about. Making new connections, building friendships, like castles.
Bringing people in.
Castles made of bricks.
In the sky?
Yeah. Okay. Tyler can do the roof.
Yeah, boy. So check out Lightskin. Look at that on YouTube.
And if you like that, then you can come along to the jam sessions that happen in our village in the Swiss Alps.
Come check out James sometimes in Lausanne. He's quite the player around here.
Well, musically.
Guitar player.
Or computer games.
So if you want to hit us up before the summer specials, if you have any suggestions or you want to be on the show and you can be in Switzerland, hit us up. pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com or www.facebook.com/pardonmyfrenchpodcast.
So thank you again very much, guys, for listening and joining us on this magical journey. It seems like so little time ago that we were doing our first, stepping out into the world of podcasting and doing our first one.
So thank you for welcoming us and not making it too difficult.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it, but,
you'll listen to every single episode between now and when we do some specials.
I will.
Just so we also don't recap everything like we normally do.
Yeah. The summer special is just going to be a bumper edition of everything we've formally done.
We're not even going to record anything new.
No, we're just going to chop our
voices
together
into a new person's voice.
Yeah. It'll be like when the Rolling Stones brought out, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest hits. It's just going to be the same.
Same old
factory shit.
Yeah.
Churning it
same
again,
old.
Again and again.
Same.
I know, let's put that, that mouth lick on a gorilla's face.
Wow.
It must have a lot more, make a lot more money. So,
Meme shows.
Le Meme shows, So please join us in summer when we'll be learning a lot more. And until then, keep pushing your French,
Get out there.
Get out there, yeah.
Use it.
This is what we're all about.
Bought a lock the other day. I learned the word for padlock and I bought a lock.
Exactly. It's, just learn the French by doing it, by living your life.
Avec du clay.
Yeah. And I think on that note, we're going to go and live our lives in different directions.
Not right now. We're getting out for a drink.
Yeah, we're actually going to go and get smashed. Yeah, so catch you later, guys.
Peace out.
A bientôt.
A-Town down.
Peace up.
Up in the sky.
Like a diamond shining bright.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Like a castle made of sand.
In the sky.
With clouds.
Clouds.
Clowns.
Clowns. Ciao.